This time we'll invite Reverend Bembel Nanaosu to share God's word with us. Please be seated.
Please be seated. Onyame asumdwe enka munyina. The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Today is Worldwide Communion Day. And on this fateful day, I am preaching to you on the theme, persisting to the end. Persisting to the end. Adofo nomo ene eyeda iwiase nyina ne Awurade Nyankopon eto nsa didi. Na me kasa o nyame asemu akyerɛ mo. Ewa asemu a watu din se. Pre ekosi awiye no. Ana se yen twi kasa me kasa retire so ekosi awiye no. Yire wo ho ekosi awiye no. Persist to the end. People of God, it is not very easy to worship God very well because of difficulties and oppositions that may come our way as we worship the Lord. Onyamu adise enyemre se obetimi asumu nyame na wasumu nyame yiye. A sign or how any amaneye bebre a opese usumu onyame yia ebeba wa kwemu enti. So because of that, we are to persist. To persist means to continue firmly in spite of all the difficulties and oppositions. It means not giving up of any action that you want to take. Even though there might be calamities, there might be problems in your way. If it were to be in the boxing arena, we would say, do not throw in the towel. I don't know, say, I can't persist. It is at the end, I can't say, I'm saying, hey, ding. You how wom, you saw money wom, you say, and easy. Now, so. We retire so, you say, pray. Say, obetimi aya. Adi akosi awiye no. Hallelujah. People of God, when we talk about the end, what do we mean when we talk about the end? When we talk about the end, it can be, the end can be the day that you die. Because when you die, everything comes to an end. See, I can say, pray. And I, you know, retire so. I can say, you know, I will not meet my year, Ebra will be who. Because according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man to die once. And after that, there is judgment. I don't know, I will not meet my year, Ebra will be who. The end can be the time that you die. Because when you say, "Etwase onipa obewuo wo preku no wo chie no atemwo wo ho," that means no matter who you are on this earth, anybody who lives on this earth, you would definitely one day die. And when you die, the end has come. So our theme for today is saying that do all you can, do everything possible, no matter the difficulties, do everything possible, so that you will be able to worship God the right way to the end. And then also, when we talk of the end can also be the day that the world will come to an end. It could mean the day that the world will come to an end. See, I can say we know. Because the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. The Bible says that the world is passing away. and the last of it. He who does the will of God will abide forever. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God will live forever. This means that this world that we live in is not going to be here forever. A day will come, according to the Bible, when this world will pass away. When this world pass away, that could mean the end. And then also, the end can mean the day when Jesus Christ will come the second time on this earth, which we refer to as the parousia. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 11. Ayu yenu subeti miya ye, ebra Yesu Christo, obesamba asasi so, nimra etosu miyenu no. If you say, onyamiya sem et mayehu say, Jesus Christ, who came to live in this world, he will come again a second time, as we find in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 11. There the Bible says, there were some men who were looking into earth as Jesus was ascending into heaven. And then they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you see him go to heaven. So the end can be the day when Jesus will come. So in all, we have three possible ends. The day that you die, the day that the world will come to an end, and the day that Jesus can come. And the word of God is telling us that worshiping God the right way is not easy. But we are to persist. We are to do all we can. We are to do everything possible to be able to attain the goal. I don't know more. Be beer, dear, don't say, Pefe, say, Nyamesum. And yet, Yamisum be a rebiara summon a make home. Yamisum, I was summon our summoning ye, and yamre. And ye easy. Now, so Yamia summon or pay say, ye woho. Persist. All the difficulties. Throughout all the difficulties. Or how near mania will come in a mere one. Before Kakasa be said, retire so. Retire so. People of God, let us know that in this world, anything that has a beginning has an end. A person is born in a day, and in a day, a person dies. A journey from America to Ghana will start from an airport in America, and it will end at the Kutoka International Airport. Everything that has a beginning has an end. The Bible starts from in the beginning, and the same Bible is talking about the end. People of God, it is not very easy. It is not very easy to do anything for God. As our Bible readers read for us this morning, look at Moses. Israelites, they were in slavery in Egypt. God sent Moses to go and deliver them from slavery. So Moses went, he did a lot of miracles, as we all know, and delivered them from Egypt. And he was taking them to the promised land. But taking them from Egypt to the promised land was not very easy. The people themselves, they complained against Moses when there was no water to drink. They forgot about all the miracles that God did to bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. And they complained. I don't know more. Enyemre, nyamisom, menkase enyemre. Now, so I'm not saying, yirewoho. No matter the opposition, share. Israel for ah onyame ada woma Mose akoyi won edoma firi nkoaso mu no de omo ba amamade bebre ene oye ye mo hu se onyame wotumi nanso wode omo ba no omo du ba bi afi onya ensuo num no enipa ne bufu Mose eto aso masa wo continue story no kra ese enipa na so ding any problems inti. Moses Nankasa Krambono, he wasn't able to enter the promised land. Hallelujah. People of God, It is not very easy. It is not easy that we will be able to worship God and be a good Christian. We have to persist. We have to struggle. You see, because the Bible tells us that we are to persist, because this life in which we are living, this journey of life, there are ups and downs. There are frustrations. There are difficulties. There are good days and there are bad days. So if you don't take time, a time will come in your life when you want to give up. But today, the word of God is telling you that do not give up, no matter the difficulties, but persist to the end. And remember that in any race, in any competition that we go through in this world, certificates, medals, and awards are only given at the end of the competition. I don't know person who say, I can't see a beer, what's that? We are seeing mono. And Sanai Mahon Abodin Kratano, just say, what quan could see a year? Just say, what could do the end? And so we are Christonia, Onyamia Sama Wakachra, and then they say, and never easy, and never. Now, so you're all home. If you say, there is a reward for you, there is a certificate for you, there is an award for you, but you have to persist to the end. It is therefore not surprising that Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul said, oh, I am not surprised. I do not consider myself to have come to the end of a race. But there is one thing that I do. He said, brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I don't follow me. And yes, me, Paul, matimi ewe, ana matimi ebibia, kosi ewe, you know. Na dia ba akope, ena mi ye. And he said, me mami wule fi mechi, me mami wule fi ohao, amania, abebrese, ene mame kumini na nemo me pre. Se me dru buta ene hon. Hallelujah. I don't follow me, mutie me. As I said, once you pray, you are also to persist no matter the difficulties that will come your way, so that in the end, you will also be able to get to the target. Look, Jesus Christ himself, when he was here on this earth, he didn't have things easy. According to the Bible that we read this morning, there was a time when the elders of the church, they came to him and they were trying to trick him. So they asked him the question, Jesus, the authority that you have in doing everything that you do, who gave you that authority? Where do you get that authority? For example, as I'm standing here and I'm preaching to you, I wear the gown and I give communion, I do everything because the Presbyterian Church of Ghana has given me the authority. And then the Pharisees, the scribes and the teachers, they had all also gone to school, studies, and they were called the rabbis, they were called everything because they had that authority from whatever institution that they studied. But Jesus never went to any school. Yesu, wa anko school biya, ya ante se okosunya nguma bebiya, and so ene, wa employ ni pengina, bebre, ha employ me ukura me gina hei. Hallelujah. And so they asked him, so where did you get authority? Now because he is God, as I say, oye unyaminti, onosu bisa one question. He also asked them a question. Let me ask you one question. If you're able to give me the answer, then I will also tell you where I got my authority. The baptism of John. Is it from heaven or from men? And the people communicated among themselves. If we say it is from heaven, then you say, if that is the case, why didn't you believe me? And if we say it is from man, all the people know that Paul is a, but John was a real prophet. And so they will stone us. So let's go and tell him, we don't know. So they went and they said, Jesus, we don't know. And he said, okay, if you don't know, then I will also not tell you where I got my authority. Adophonomo, I'm saying all this to point to the fact that life is not very easy. To be a Christian in this world in which we live right now, it's not easy. But you are to persist. Look, when Jesus was here on earth, he didn't have it easy. The people did everything possible to bring obstacles in his way. To the extent that they came to him one day and asked him, we want to ask you one question. Just give us an answer. Is it good that we pay taxes to Caesar? Or it's not good that we pay taxes to Caesar? So our question where Omuko Bisa Jesus is, answer bia or bia the neighbor to trouble. So Jesus can say, oh, it is good. Pay the taxes to Caesar. Now, a man from, the more friendly Yesu, no? Or person, Yahoo's a Kenya, you from Commerce Caesar, or me, only a stone, and that would have been a problem for him. And I said, or can say, Mamun, you have taxes in the Caesar, so the Roman government will come on him. This is the guy who is leading the revolution against us, and he doesn't want the people to. So any answer that Jesus would have given would have landed him into trouble. And because he is God, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, he knew the beginning from the end. So he asked the people, the money that you used to pay taxes, can you give me one? Let me see. And they gave him a coin. And he said, whose image is on this coin? And they said, Caesar. So he answered them, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give unto God what belongs to God. And the binum de sa you were ye omo ya omo de bro. Efa kaisa dear ma kaisa, and you know or rinsa. But and yen sansem and I know what kawa. Hallelujah. People of God, when we read Ephesians, we say that Jesus Christ, even though Jesus, he is God, even though Jesus is God, he humbled himself of brand new and took upon himself the form of a human being to live on this earth as a human being so that he will be able to save us. Look at the difficulties that he went through. From the day that he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot to the day that he hung on the cross, he went through a lot of difficulties, but Jesus persisted to the end. Yesu yirin hwa kosi ewe. And because of that, he has been rewarded by giving the name that is above every name, the name Jesus. So at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bow of those in heaven and of those under the earth and also those on this earth. People of God, we are expected to persist by humbling ourselves. We are to persist by humbling ourselves because Jesus Christ himself gave us the example. He humbled himself even to the point of death on the cross. And because of that, he has been rewarded. Hallelujah. My dear beloved, why are we to persist? We are to persist because at the end of it all, we are going to be judged. At the end of it all, there is going to be judgment. At the end of it all, every human being on this earth is going to be judged. So we are to persist. Now, let's look at what the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Humble us. There it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in this body, whether good or bad. People, we are to persist because there is a day set aside when all of us are going to be before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, whatever you did while in your body, whether you did good or whether you did bad, you will receive your reward. The M. Daddy said, Obia Benya Babiako. Hallelujah. Obia Benya Babiako. Oh, yeah, Papa. Ubenya Babiako. And now we are born in Swa. Ubenya Babiako. The moment there is no middle way. There is one thing that I want all of us to be aware of, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, the Bible tells us that this flesh and blood cannot enter or inherit the kingdom of God. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor that the perishable inherit the imperishable. I don't know. And yet, in the Padua, where you any idea, cop. No, Momo, you're the home woman I a tear, Mono, and only a dear cop, baby, a echo. And so, we must remember that this body and this blood is not the one that is going to inherit the kingdom of God. So, whilst we are here on this earth, we are to persist. We are to persist. We are to do all that we can. Adie bia ese ye. Eba ma ye bu ye se ye Christopher papa no. Esa se ye yere ye hone ye ye. Because in the end, we are going to be judged. Let's see Acts of the Apostles chapter 17 verse 31. And see what the word of God is saying over there. Acts of the Apostles chapter 17 verse 31. There the Bible says, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given him proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Onyame ayidebi asiho. Na sada no. Ode sada no. Ode bebu wiase nyina. Now, the head then said, the judge now, Jesus now, or better not sit in the mood that day, no, or your judge, yeah. He is a right judge. He is a just judge. It's the only bribe. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. With the Miami, I said, my bonnie pound, so me, $100 million. Yes, the big having gate in the mommy. Hallelujah. And you will see, judge, yeah, or better be a gate amount. But Satan, the judge, he is a just judge. And he has promises that he is coming back into this world. This time, you know, he is not coming as friends of sinners. And he is not coming also as somebody who is coming to heal people of all their diseases. But he is coming as a judge. He is coming as a righteous judge. He is coming as a king. The point that I always stress is the fact that with the blood of Jesus, Jesus has made an investment in you. Yes, you did mojano, or did mojano aye investment, ewo umu. Nessansa, or did mojano aye investment, wo umuntino, or he hese, or no subenya resource, ubenya proceed from the investment. Adafunum, ye investment, aye in here. So, we investment, be ah, so who says I investment, awa ye nintino, you need a resource. Uhia say, say your business been a way be a business now. Why invest in it? You know, as a profit, hallelujah. It is yes, moja now or the investing in you. No, what profit is coming? Looking at the way you are leading your life, what promise is coming? The word of God tells us that we are to persist. We are to persist to the end. We are to persist to the end. But let me ask this question. Are we in the end or in the last days looking at events that goes on in the world? Are we in the last day? What do you think? So, Moshe, and then my course will see more. Are we closer to the end? Are we in the end? Well, if you don't know the answer, let me tell you. One day, Jesus was sitting and the disciples came to him. Master, we know that the end of the age will definitely come. So give us some signs that with those signs, we will know that the end of the age is coming. And then Jesus gave them so many signs, but I'll just give you five. Number one, he said, when the end is at hand, when we are getting to the end, you see, you hear of wars and rumors of wars. Now, do we hear wars in our time today and rumors of wars? Okay. Now, of the wars, we know Russia and Ukraine. And then the rumors of wars, we also know that China is planning to attack Taiwan. And when China attacks Taiwan, NATO will come in and things will continue and we will see the end. And then Jesus also said, nations will rise up against nations. Do we see that or we don't see that? And then he also said, if the time is getting closer, you hear of earthquakes in various places. You hear of earthquakes in Turkey, in Morocco, in wherever. You hear of all this. Do we hear of earthquakes now or we don't? And then also, he continued to say that when the time is getting closer, when we are getting to the end, the reason why you are to persist is that when the time is getting closer, false prophets, they will come in their numbers. False prophets will come in their numbers. One day, Mr. Sayer said, Italy, any England, elbow ball. Odifo be say, Onyamia shenin kom se. Onyamia be kats le no. Say England ne be wini. Onyamia be kats le no. Say England be wini. Afe de kobo bo yue ya. Italy ne wini. Eti saany odifo, onyamia kats le no, onyamia kats le no. I'm not for beside our sacrantra and my and I'm any suntra. Hallelujah. And then also, the Bible continued to say that people will hate you for my name's sake. When the time is getting closer, people will hate you for my name's sake. If you want to try it, if you want to try what I'm saying, After here, just take a loud microphone. Go and stand on Main Street and start preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for Jesus is coming. People of Worcester, repent, repent, and see how many minutes you'll be there before the police come to confront you. But let the gays go naked and walk from place to place. You see police escorting them. The word of God says that when the time is getting closer, people will hate you for my name's sake. People of God, is this happening? If all this thing is happening, then my dear brothers, my dear sisters, we are to persist in whatever we are doing. We are not to throw in the towel. As I say, assume, I mean, no matter the difficulty, or how beba, manye beba, there will be problems, but do not throw in the towel. Where you are there, Jesus, I can't even catch them. Paul also can't send me. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. And also Paul can't send me or say, when the end is coming, there will be difficult times. Let me ask you people, this time, the time in which we are now, is it difficult or is not difficult? Are things very easy? Anyway, those people in Ghana, they think Ghana is more difficult than any part in the world. But Umbra America, how many? First, you know, anka me de me ka kosi filling station apa na ma fill gas no ene me ntimi fill gas ti me hwem de o moto me ma tosa. And then Paul continued to say that when the time is getting closer, people will be lovers of themselves. Do people love themselves now? And then he said, when the time is getting closer, people will be lovers of money. Do people love money now? Do they kill to get money? Do they do everything possible to get money? Everything is done in the world with the view of getting money. This is a pointer to the fact that we are getting closer to the end. And so in your Christian walk, you are to persist. People will be proud. And then children will be disobedient to their parents. Kwabna, baby, I woke on a horn yet. And the young man called Bill, also, ma, a hocker than me free, baby. And then people, he said, people will be ungrateful. Ungrateful. Oh, Abra. It won't kai a danya messiama on no ma a war a isle gonwa unquan was it dama on you oire unquan was it dama oire. People are ungrateful. So many things are happening in the world now as a pointer to the fact that we are getting closer to the end. And so, my dear brothers and sisters who are listening to me, based on all this, we are to persist in our Christian walk and not to lose hope. People will be lovers of pleasure. Now, people are looking for every opportunity to party. Say, Otrawa no Shakra no Nya Bibia or say, okay, 50th birthday. People are looking for every opportunity. Oh, you see, people love pleasure. They love pleasure. May say, me be jina situsona me say, unyame mumra me tie nyame asem. Come and listen to the word of God. People of God, come and listen to the word of God. Come and listen to the word of God. The time is drawing near. Jesus is coming. Enipa he na beba. Ode makodwantwe mra ayi. And I say, Shatawale make now, I say, yo. Say, yo. You see people who go and say, yo. So many of them. People love pleasure instead of the word of God. And you know what? When I see things like that, it tells me that the Bible is true. And it tells me that we are getting closer to the end of the world. So everything that I'm doing for Christ, I should do and do it very well. And then also, he said, people will have the appearance of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof. They will come to church and do everything as though they are Christians. But a basa one in the antemba seminar was so for what the whole car. I don't know whether they are Christians or not. Obedient the year to Oma Samba, I mean, Chang, I war for. Omania pray, Omo Jawareno. And I'm saying, do you remember the vows that you said on your wedding day? Guy, they catch me, say, also for one hour, can I make a deal with you? Which means, and you know, there are many software, and I can say, Kadimachi, and or Kadimachi. Hallelujah. It is a basso of Janu Kuna, for better, for worse, be our kind, be our software, and or Kadimachi. This is the kind of Christians that we have today. People of God, I beg you, I stand in this pulpit, and I'm begging you that everything in the world points to the fact that we are getting to the end of the world. So we are to do everything to persist. And the school, people of God, everything is pointing to the fact that we are getting to the end. And so if you want to be a Christian, be a good Christian. But to be able to be a very good Christian, it needs that you persist. Amen. Bow down your heads and let us pray. Awurade Nyankopɔn, wasɛm na wode abrɛ wo mmɛ yi. Ɛyɛ honhom mu asɛm na yɛde aba honam mu. Ɛno nti onyame honhom kronkron, sɛ woanka ho a aseɛ teɛ no bɛyɛ den. Mesrɛ wo, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. So please, help your people to be able to go through the tunnel so that they will see the light in the end. Awurade mesrɛ wo, ɔhaw ne amanneɛ ne deɛ wowiase bebree. Give your people the spirit of endurance so they will be able to endure and come to an end. So that in the end, you say, oh, and kwapa no kwafo. Niyama ye inti. Umbetra mbebi ya weja. Esisi ye diyamamu. Obradi minisoo beye sama umeyi. Ewe Yesu Christu Nazareth ni udiye kunkunumu ene mabamu paye. Amen.